here to talk about the marketplace is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. It's all green on the screen this morning. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fine since it's green. this has been the best October, November I've had in a long time, man. This has been great. Just came out of that October low and just kept cleaning the Bears' clock.
Well, I'm wondering
about... And those shorts are sending money to Chicago.
Yeah, you know, they are. I'm wondering, though, why is that the case? I mean, there are some understandings, I suppose, from previous times. For instance, in the 05, 06 time frame, we were starting to build up, and we just didn't understand it at that point, starting to build up ethanol. And I don't know what's behind this move. Any ideas?
Well, the market knows. Well, I think probably what's fueling it here today, number one, we still haven't resolved the shortness of soybeans and soybean meal because of all the export commitments. It's very heavily. This market was too easy to sell for the bear. I mean, basically, I think everybody sold two or three times more than what they needed to sell, and now they're paying the price having to cover all that. The other thing is that USDA's FSA came out with a new set of numbers again this morning, and they only showed some minor increases from the October report, maybe about 600,000 acres in corn and like 400,000 acres in soybeans. So the numbers still imply that USDA could be using a planted corn acreage number 2 million acres too high, and the soybeans could be 1.5 million too high. And if that would happen to be the case, what you do, though, is take a million bushels out of the carryout, so now you're down to 1650 or 1700, and then you take 71 out of the beans, so then you're down underneath 400. So anytime you tighten supplies, the market's going to have to respond to it, and in this case, we're higher here today.
Mm. So go on.
And, you know, like, you know, being a technician, I mean, the buy signals started coming at us in early October, and they've just continued to come. And, you know, all the system trader types see what I see, and they just keep adding to their position. And the market is acting like the farmers took everybody's advice and sold the crop. So a farmer must not have any more to sell.
Oh, I don't know whether that's the case to you.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I can't imagine they sold that much. I think every nook and cranny's got corn stuffed in at this point.
Well, you know, one thing that I do notice, like I mentioned on Commodity Week, is markets do have a strong tendency to pull out of October low, rally into a late October, early November high, and then begin to show softness. And like I said then, that if USDA's crop report couldn't get this market turned down, then the market was teed up then for a counter-seasonal move rather than a decline during the month of November. We could climb during the month of November. And, you know, we may run this thing right on into the December delivery period for soybean meal. Is going to be a wild one during the delivery period. And we might even see corn wild in the December delivery period because the exporter, the SIF trader, is having a hard time accumulating corn inventory in the river systems because as soon as the farmer's about ready to buy it or sell it to him, the barge rate jumps up on him, and then he has to lower his bid. So we have a lot of volatility in barge rates jumping back and forth. And so you know, we're loading soybeans now because that's where the elevation profits are at. So that's why our soybean inspections have been real strong the last couple of weeks, and corn inspections have been real light. So the profit is loading soybean barges, but a farmer had been a willing seller of soybeans earlier this fall because that was a better sale anyway compared to corn, especially for those that didn't have storage. So now that after that initial surge of selling, and now we basically have soybean harvest wrapped up, now it's in a bin and it's going to take a little more price to pull it out. And I think that's what's happening here is that everybody needs beans. The processor needs beans to crush for meal. The exporter needs soybeans to load on ships. And I think that's the key driving force here.
When you look at the charts, let's go back to corn. If we have a 1650 carryout, 1.65 billion bushels, where do we go?
Well, you know, reading a chart can be dangerous to your trading, but we do have a head and shoulders bottom formation on the March 15 corn futures. Today's action has us breaking above the neckline. If we would get a couple closes above that neckline, then a lot of your chart picture types will start talking about 455 on March 15 corn. Now, if you would use the two-week congestion area that we had here between 390 and 371 as a midpoint, and then swing that off of the low, then you'd maybe be talking about going back and filling that 4th of July chart gap that was left on the charts, and that would be somewhere in this 428 to 430 area. Now, that one looks, you know, that one's at least more attainable than 455, but that's what your chart people will be looking at here if we would maintain, we could get a close above this $4 area on March 15 corn futures. That would look pretty good from the technical point of view.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Okay.
All right. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joined us on this Thursday morning, the 13th day of November.